sit down. Keep all hands and feet inside the ride at all times. Or down, I don't care. We are not responsible for any lost belongings. Your shit is our shit now. You have made your choices in life. And as you will notice, there are no pearly gates here, so hold on tight and embrace the darker side of life. Cause this ride takes your soul straight down to Hell's Basement.
What?
Oh my god,
are you shitting me?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, just...
I'm a brony now.
Jenna, I'm pretty much just, I'm going to look at you like...
The fuck did you just say?
He's a brony.
All right, welcome everyone to Hell's Basement. I'm Ryan, I'm here with Brady.
Hello, my name is Brady.
Shane.
We're going to go ahead and go back to telling Ryan to fuck off, so fuck off, Ryan.
And Jenna.
Hello.
So, yeah, we kind of boycotted Secret Satan there for a little bit. We decided that we're going to...
It was Jenna's idea to boycott it.
Yeah, so even though she's the one that came up with the idea,
yeah.
we kind of got a little bit of feedback and some of our listeners enjoyed it. So, yeah, we for our next episode, we will have Secret Satan. Until then, anybody watch anything cool this week other than the featured movie?
I don't know if I watched anything cool, but I watched something.
Okay, well, that counts.
The Bay. I went. This is a movie I'd seen a while back, and I remembered liking it, and I bought it used at a video store that was going out of business, and I tried watching it the other day, and I got through most of it. But it, essentially, what it is, it's a found footage movie about this and this infestation of like a bacteria / crustacean.
Jesus.
Oh, God. All I can think of is Cloverfield right now.
Yeah, well, it doesn't follow like one person around with their camera. It's sort of like a WikiLeaks situation to where the government didn't want this to get out and they obtained every bit of video evidence that was out there about this situation to try to contain it. But somebody hacked it and got all that information out there. And so you're just watching this, like, all these different clips of different people coming, you know, like, here's these different stories. Meanwhile, a reporter that was there during it kind of narrate, or she's talking about it like it's, like she's being interviewed about the situation. And the story is actually pretty good. The acting's pretty decent. I mean, it's a convincing found footage type thing. But I don't know if I'm just getting older. These found footage things are making me nauseous. It's just hard for me to watch them.
Yeah, I could see that, I guess.
I don't really like them, besides, like, the Blair Witch.
Yeah. I like Blair Witch.
I haven't watched it in a long time, but if I had watched it recently and it made me sick, I would just bring a puke bucket.
Yeah, I liked the first Paranormal Activity. I thought it was cool.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty good, too. Those are, like, security cams in the home.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
They don't move around a lot, so that's not, like...
I can handle that.
Cute bucket footage.
There's some that I haven't seen, though. Like, there's a one... There's some that I haven't seen, I know, that I would like to. But about you, Shane, did you watch anything cool?
I did. I watched The Mist, little Stephen King. Dude, that's the first time I ever watched it. So...
What'd you think?
I loved it. Well, okay, I'm sure everyone's gonna know what I'm gonna say. The ending is amazing. It's like my favorite
movie.
It's my favorite ending probably ever.
That's my comment as well. And I've said this is my favorite ending to any movie.
Killed it.
Have you seen it, Jenna?
No.
Oh yeah. we won't spoil it because goddamn.
No,
yeah,
I'm not.
It's a book too, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It literally makes the whole entire movie the end.
The movie could have been better though. Like the plot of the movie was fucking awesome. I thought the CGR was a little meh, and I don't know, some of the acting was kind of dumb as fuck. Some of it was all right. I like Thomas Jane, but
yeah,
and I didn't realize like every character ever from The Walking Dead was in that movie.
Yeah,
there's like eight of them.
Carol,
Dale, Andrea.
Again, yeah,
there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
But yeah, the ending basically just killed it.
About you, John, did you watch anything?
So I actually started a new Netflix series, and it is classified as an American horror comedy.
Okay.
So, you know, I usually don't like the whole horror comedy, but this is kind of really just comedy. It has some pretty nice gore, though. But it's that Santa Clarita Diet. Have you guys heard of that?
That is a pretty good show. I've never heard of the first and second season.
Well, I think I still might be in the first season. Mm-hmm. But it's actually getting really interesting because they're actually looking into all like the old books and trying to figure out what caused it. And the little thing they throw up grew legs recently. That's where I'm at.
Nice.
All right, so what's it about? Because I'm confused.
So it's just about this average couple living a boring life, and then suddenly the wife gets this virus, and she's now, like, the living dead.
Played by...
played by Jenna Bell.
This is it. This is my thing.
Maybe that's why I like it so much.
Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
She's a zombie.
Wait, are you sure that's who it is?
I'm positive.
Oh. I knew she was familiar, but I didn't think that's who she was.
Yep. And the guy, her husband, is played by... No, I'm not going to try.
You're doing it again.
I'm not going to do it again.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore plays both parts.
I actually have something to piggyback off of that. Something I did watch I kind of forgot about. It didn't really sit down and fully watch it, but Scream.
Did you?
Yeah, I had Father's Day there. I had a little kind of mini cookout, and I put it on Netflix, and I just put Scream on the whole time. So I just sat there and just kept kind of peeking up at it.
Now we're going reversal. That's like one of the best beginnings to a movie.
Yeah, how about it?
Now, is
yeah.
that before or after one of our listeners messaged us that we should watch Scream? I don't know if you saw that.
No, I did see that comment, though. We did have a request that...
they want us to pick
somebody
Scream?
Wants to, like, call us to make Scream our main topic, so we will have to do that at some point.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched it, so I'd like to do it.
Yeah, Scream's a great movie.
You've never seen Scream.
I haven't.
Whoa, dude.
Wait, have I?
No, I don't
that
know.
Wasn't like a whoa, dude, like, yes, you did. Oh, just okay. Like a surprise that you didn't see it.
Well, we were younger. Most of the movies I watched were with you, so I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's awesome, though. Yeah. All right. Well, that being said, let's dive into the main movie, the spoiler section of this podcast.
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice, yeah. Yeah, Brady watched The Apprentice. He pulled a Jenna and watched the wrong movie. No.
You're fired.
Yeah. This was Jenna's movie pick, the 2018 movie written and directed by Kurt Wright called The Appearance.
What is your name? Do you know who accused you? How did you get down here? Where is your family?
Gone.
Dead?
Moved on.
Did you know the monk who died?
I know the inner circle.
Have you made a pact with the devil?
I find myself confused. Why is there an inquisitor?
I summoned him. I'll begin questioning the others.
Felix, what happened?
Tetsu, she is dead.
She's killing us all one by one.
There is no proof of that.
Her powers are growing.
You're allowing fear to feed your paranoia.
We must unite against the wind! Stop!
All right, Jenna, let us, well, I was going to ask you why you picked this movie, but I kind of already know. Unfortunately,
Ryan.
Somebody take her Google away.
Yeah, somebody needs to stop letting you have your phone during this whole entire night.
Yeah, really. Actually, you know what? You're done.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah, right actually.
Now. That was easy.
Yeah, that was simple. Yeah. Thanks, Shane.
Yeah, before any three of us throw opinions in, though, we definitely need to get hers first.
Yes.
Okay, so first, I am going to say why I picked it. So, in my mind...
Please do.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so when it comes to picking a movie you already watched, especially since we don't have Secret Satan right now, then I'm
That's
kind
your
of...
fault.
No, it is not.
No, go on. Let her say her piece.
It would screw me if I picked a movie I already watched, because then I'm sitting there just waiting, and I hate rewatching movies. So I'm just going to be there like, oh, man, I want to watch a new cool movie. So
I... Let's screw everyone.
So you fuck everyone.
No, I went on, and I read about it, and I'm really into medieval, and I'm really into witchcraft. And I thought, woo, this hits both of those. So, bam, it had great reviews, and I like newer movies, and we haven't really done a newer one, so...
Okay.
There's logic behind my Google searching.
Well, too bad you're done with that now, because you no longer have your phone.
What'd you think?
I really liked it.
Really?
I did. It was like at the beginning, I was kind of drifting off, not paying attention, but by the end, like, I liked it.
Okay.
I liked the ending, I guess. Okay. Is my biggest part.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Good.
Anything else you want to add to that? Or?
I mean, I'll wait till my... Okay. Like, it's okay. Not my fave, we're gonna go but through now. I'm happy
okay.
with it.
Okay.
Hi, Brady here. good story. Had some good parts. I wish I could... And maybe I'll get bored one day and actually take this movie, put it into a file, into a format that I can actually edit it. And I think I could strip probably about 30 minutes out of this movie, enjoy it.
Yeah, yes. Very well said.
Way too many times of him walking down the goddamn corridor.
Well, that was it. That's exactly it. There's a lot of, like, catacomb, like...
Yeah. Corridor. Kind of fucked that up.
I didn't even say anything either. I let you go on that one.
Well, I was waiting.
Isabel staring. How about that? You could have cut out about 20 minutes of that.
Yeah, of him asking her dumb fucking questions or just being like...
Right. So
Ryan's staring right now.
Yeah, thanks.
There's parts of the story that I really like. Like I said, I really do like the witch stuff as well. And there was obviously a couple really fucked up dark moments in the movie, and I mean that all came together very well. Just it could have been snipped down quite a bit. How long was this movie? It was an hour and 51 minutes.
Yeah, 1 hour and 51 minutes.
I guess I actually watched it in two settings, too, so that kind of helped.
I don't know if that would help.
You turn the lights off halfway through, or what?
No, I didn't have time to watch it all.
Did you start
once.
It back up at the same place that you left off? Because
I went backwards a little bit.
See, I thought you meant like you started in the living room, and you were like, now I need to change this up, and you went out up to your bedroom and finished it. It's just to kind of change it up.
No, I'm saying, like, I watched half of it at 9 a.m., and then the other half at, like, 3 a.m.
Ah, because you needed that nap in between, because it was boring.
Yeah.
It literally made you sleep between those times.
Yeah.
You need to be sleep high to finish the movie. That's why you liked it. I got you.
No. All right, we'll go ahead, Shane. Go ahead. What do you think? Initial thoughts.
Well, I would say Brady probably pretty much nailed it with they could have cut off a serious amount of time. The idea of the movie's cool. I'd say it's pretty creative, you know. But I definitely would not call it a fucking A-plus movie at all. I got a little bit bored with it, but it wasn't bad, I guess. Go ahead. What'd you think, bitch?
I'm kind of the same way. Like I liked a lot of the setting. The setting was cool. I'm into medieval shit too. Obviously, it's like I said, it's a dark story. It had a lot of cool elements. I like witchcraft, the plague,
extremely slow mob.
Yeah, an extremely slow mob that Hodor seemed to somehow run away from.
I'm so glad I wasn't the only one there the whole time. Like, oh, he's holding the door right now. Oh, like, he's God. Holding it.
Or he died holding the door.
Yeah, that's basically what I can say from it is it's a very cool story. My main bitch was that he, man, like you said, easy 20 minutes out of that movie. And I would have probably been a lot more into it. A lot of just snooze parts. But I'll get into some of my favorite parts here later. But
I was mad that Hodor talked too.
Yeah.
That's not cool. He's just supposed to say Hodor and that's it.
So. Yeah, I know. It was, like I said, hour and 51 minutes long. 4.6 out of 10 is what it got rated at on IMDb. But which I'd say that's pretty, I'm okay with that.
I think you could pretty much say that IMDb scoring can fuck off when it comes to horror
movies.
Actually,
I saw there was an article recently, and I did not read it. I wish I did. It was about how fucked up IMDb rating system is. Like,
really?
It's broken.
Didn't approve of it?
Yeah, I can't really go into it because I didn't read it, but that was the gist of the headline, I guess.
Yeah. And for anyone that lives in a fucking hole in the middle of nowhere and doesn't know who we're talking about. Hodor's character is played is Jonny. Hodor's from Game of Thrones, in case anybody doesn't know that. If you don't know that, stop fucking listening to us.
Were you guys surprised by his voice, though? So that's never the type of pitch I would have pictured him to have.
No, okay. I'm just gonna start fucking shooting bullets here. His character was fucking pointless.
Yeah.
Kinda.
It was pointless. He was absolutely worthless. He was supposedly his fucking guard or whatever he is.
It was his nanny.
He was pointless. He had no. Come on, Mateo.
Eat your breakfast.
Yeah, eat your breakfast. I'm not hungry, Hodor. Oh, okay. And the only part I did enjoy was at the very beginning when he's like praying, and he's like, oh, we pray for all of us who believe, and those of us who don't. And he turns around to like Mateo, and Mateo's just like, the fuck off. Yeah. But other than that, his death scene, Jesus fuck, that was terrible. Him and Mateo both absolutely terrible. I thought they both portrayed that very bit. Like
I was sad when he died.
Oh fuck.
Mateo's like, was holding Mateo's the like, door.
Mateo's just like, no, stop he, it. Like
physically holding the door.
No, when his he body was kind of just like
he
kind of
just
there.
Fell on. He didn't really hold it.
Yeah, but I mean, like that's he wasn't like holding it open or closed. He was trying to get in, right? Yeah, he was trying. He was fighting with the lock. He's like, oh god, he's gonna get killed by this.
Oh yeah, before okay. Yeah.
You know he protect them from the mob.
No, he didn't.
I don't know about that mob.
Now that would have been a game changer in the movie for me if he would have fucking slaughtered all those people, you know, instead of just like because what pretty much is what I was hoping would happen.
Right.
But he just kind of like...
This big motherfucker with his sword?
Yeah.
Smite.
They just kind of push each other a little bit, and that's it.
I mean, the Crusades, nobody was really worried about spilling blood back then. It was in the name of Jesus, or, you know...
Yeah, kill them all.
Right. Let God sort them out.
One thing that I didn't really... how did Mateo end up becoming an Inquisitor? He leads you to believe he's an atheist. He's a man of science, okay? And inquisitors were made by the Catholic Church.
I know very, very little. The only thing I know is nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition, and from
Monty Python. The monks call in the Inquisition because they want to basically put heretics and witches on trial.
Well.
So, but how did he come into play when he's a man of like, how is he an inquisitor?
So if you just piece it together, his family already had to be involved in some way for him to have been there when he was younger.
Right. So he had to be somehow, and obviously he was somehow involved in the Abbey, and so...
And maybe he started researching, even though he seemed to, like, shut off that part of the trauma. Maybe it was enough to intrigue his interest in witchcraft and witches, and he explored it growing up, and then that became his profession.
He was just kind of brought up that way, and then he just kind of got stuck there. He fell through the cracks.
I can see that Ryan does not give a shit about our answers right now.
Well, I'm assuming he doesn't have parents, right?
I don't know.
If you're a boy in like in a monastery with monks, so it's called a monastery?
He was getting...
A monkastery?
Getting raped on the daily.
Well, I don't think he was getting raped.
He wasn't.
Well, how do you know? They just didn't show us that part.
I just feel like he was like the water boy, like in that situation where like when the old man's done railing his... He just comes by with a towel and a bottle of water for him.
Yeah. Do you need anything? Yeah. Can I get you anything?
Was that symbol a letdown?
You're doing real good, Padre.
Was that symbol kind of a letdown for anyone else? Like, I'm glad it finally did make sense. But so, honestly, the only thing that brought that symbol all together was the fact those were hanging on the wall, knives.
Very big letdown.
I was thinking it was going to go real dark, and I was even like, ooh, an autopsy of Jane Doe type feeling.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought.
Nope, it was just, oh, hey, it's those knives on the wall. See, they're right there.
Yeah, we'll talk about the ending a little bit. That's kind of the vibe I got, because the first time, I had to watch this twice, because the ending confused me. The first time, I just was kind of like, wait a minute, what the fuck's going on? Second time, very much Autopsy of Jane Doe kind of vibe, because it's one of those deals where the things that happened to her created her, created the way she is.
Right.
And I missed that the first time. I just was kind of like, wait, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, would she be a witch?
So it's kind of the same thing as the Autopsy of Jane Doe, where they're trying to portray that she wasn't whenever they started to torture her and treat her that way, but then they killed her and her spirit or whatever, the
evil
that they made,
yeah.
is, if you call it a witch or just evil, that being type.
Yeah, I feel like there's got to be a different name for it.
Yeah.
Like a demon. She's basically just a demon.
Maybe a demon's a better word.
Yeah.
I do like how at the end that he did touch on there were countless people you've done this to or tortured, and then one of the girls are in the window, and she even, so that sign, I guess, is that a trigger? Like, they all sit there getting tortured and just stare at the knives, and then it's forever the symbol they engrave?
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of seems that way.
Man, I'm thinking about some of the images I got burned in my mind and why they're there.
Oh, God.
Who has raped me?
It's hilarious, because based on historic facts, it's accurate, too, that every fucking thing terrible that happens to these people, it's immediately blamed on the witch. They're like, oh, I burned my spaghetti. The fucking witch did it. Like, it's just every single thing that happens. So funny. It cracks me up. But,
yeah, and that thirsty old man's like, he's probably like, yeah, she's definitely a witch.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, that one. Yeah. She's going to be a witch when I'm done with her. But, I thought the burned heretic at the beginning was pretty fucking sick.
Mm.
What was the deal with him not being able really to remember his full story?
Repressed memories?
Is that what you think it was?
I just kind of assumed that's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
He kind of blocked, mentally just erased it from his mind.
But how crazy it's the same girl. Like, you think just the girl's face would have triggered that way earlier.
Yeah. It was obviously too low budget. You could tell. I couldn't find any numbers on it, but you could tell that there was not a lot of money put into it. Which is fine, though. I think they did okay for
some. I think a lot of scenes were handled well, as in the way of acting and the environment and stuff. But there was other times where just like when that guy pulled his eyeballs out or whatever. Like,
it was so cool.
It was cool, but like it just seemed a little too casual. Maybe they wanted to be a little more creepy with him turning around, like, I don't got no fucking eyes.
Okay, did anybody else think he was dead?
Yeah,
I did too.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah, I mean, and then he was super dead. But what was this character? Indigo. Yeah, but totally thought he was dead, and I was like, wait, what the?
That's why I didn't care whenever he died again, because like, dude, I'm already over him now. Yeah. What difference does that make?
Yeah, I already thought you were dead.
I just like that scene that like, motherfucker. What's that cook's name? The chef, the famous chef who's angry all the time. Ramsay.
Oh, Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay. There was that Gordon Ramsay moment when they're eating the maggots. He's like, this is fucking rotten.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Let's go into some favorite scenes here. My favorite scene was towards the end when they're in the corridor and the witch takes all the lights out and he's like striking that flint and it's like dark. It's pitch black and he's like... And he's striking it, and it, you know, you see the reflection behind them, and then just that one time, the witch is like there in the background, and then the next time she's gone. And I was like, oh shit, that was fucking awesome. Sweet. I liked that scene a lot. Out of the whole entire movie, that was my favorite part. Oh, that was fucking cool, creepy. What about you, Jenna? It's your movie. You had to have a fucking good part.
All right, so first I'm gonna just mention what really kind of, I guess, would be what scares me a lot through it. I don't know. I do have to watch it like at night alone. I think that's why it gets me so 3 much.
Witching hour.
Yeah. Oh, clever. I didn't even notice I did that. But I hate the whispering because I always feel like I hear things as it is. So whenever there's a bunch of that whispering and then like you can hear them like on the walls in a movie, it messes with me so bad. So my favorite scene, I liked how it just opened with a bunch of that. But my favorite scene would have to be when there's a lot of that going on. And it's my least favorite, but it makes it my favorite. And she just pops out of the corner and she's crawling at him in her real disgusting form, like not the girl form, because that got me.
Yeah, you mentioned the sounds too. I thought the score, like the sounds were pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Like I thought the music and everything was pretty cool. All right, Brady, what'd you think?
Favorite part, huh? I probably should have put more thought in this.
Hey, we're all due to have bad weeks, okay?
I like the performance that he gave when that was just bringing up when they're all eating and there's the maggots and shit, and then this he just gets up like he's the fucking cock of the walk, like, see this shit all the fucking time, the sauce is spoiled, and it's like at the point just like turns around, whips his dick out, and just literally walks back to his seat and sits down like, fuck you guys, you're dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you pray on this shit?
I don't know if that's my favorite part, but that's a part.
That's a part of the movie.
Man, favorite part, huh?
We'll skip you, Shane.
I guess I'm going to go against you, Ryan. And I'm going to say, like, one of my favorite parts is whenever Hodor killed himself.
Really?
Johnny. Yeah, I liked it. Because I guess because in my head, I didn't think he was going to. I thought that, I don't know. Because they kind of, it didn't seem like the movie was going to go that far, I guess. Even though now that proved that was his only point, was probably to die at that scene. But, you know, at that point in time, I didn't think he was going to die. I didn't think he was actually going to shove a sword through him, so I dug it.
Hey, Hodor, that's what Hodor does, man.
And he convinces people to eat. What the fuck was with that?
Dude, do you see how big he is? He just likes to eat. So he's asleep. He doesn't, like, want to feel bad when other people aren't fucking eating.
Right, he's like, yeah.
And he's a fucking
snitch.
I'm going
to have seconds, and if you don't have at least one bowl, I'm going to feel like a real fat
son. You're really going to fucking make me look bad here.
Did you guys keep changing, like, your outlook on the movie a lot throughout it? Like, I felt like I was almost a poser because I just go with what they said, and I was like, oh, it's the monks are bad, that's an innocent girl. I'm like, ooh, no, the girl's bad, the monks, oh, they're good. And I'm like, oh no, I meant
you just kept jumping sides.
I pretty much hated the girl the whole time. I just, that smirk that she gave just, like, fucking drove me insane. Scary.
She does have one of those faces.
Yeah, just like a special face.
She's got one of those domestic dispute faces.
It wasn't I don't know. I just didn't like it. I didn't like her character.
Her face?
Yeah.
She's like a witch that didn't cut it as a witch, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She just wound up as a supernatural bitch.
Like, yeah, she's the one that they sacrificed for Satan, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's...
Nobody... Like, if I was in their coven, that would be the girl that I would fucking kill. Like, she would be the one that would be sacrificed.
They need, like, the autopsy of Jane Doe girl there. Because, like, her looks and, like, I don't know, she just had a creepy vibe. Where this girl, like, even whenever she would talk, I don't know, she wasn't hitting for me as, like, that innocent girl, but she also wasn't hitting for me as the creepy one.
By the end of the movie, whatever she got, she pretty much deserves, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
You mean being raped?
I didn't say that. Yeah, what's wrong with you?
A little much, isn't it?
Wait, hold on a second.
What do you mean she got what she deserved? I'm walking out.
So, like, why? Okay, so she was not happy with...
Brady finally picked his favorite part.
Nope. Just another part.
He's just going to go over all the parts.
This is a question I need to ask, and what y'all think about it. So, at the end, when she bear hugs Raby McMonk dude, whose name is...
The head abbot.
Scorpio. What is it? Scipio?
I think it's Scipio.
I named all my characters throughout the movie. I didn't remember any of their names. Yes. Okay. The witch I named Kevin.
Okay, so who do you call...
my poor uncle.
Rapey McMonkeyton or whatever.
It started with an A. We named him...
He was just the abbot.
Yeah, the abbot.
So he's the head monk. Yeah.
Anyway, so when...
How cool of a job
when
that
Kevin,
be.
When Kevin was bear-hugging the abbot at the end there... And then she's like, she was yelling at Mateo to kill him or something like that. And he's like, no, I'm not gonna do it. She's like, you gotta fucking do it. And so she wasn't happy with that. And like she alluded or that she was going to return or she was gonna finish this shit, right?
Yeah.
What'd she say? Jenna? Put you on the spot.
I think I took it as she did finish it by burning him alive with her.
See, well, she looks still so fucking pissed and looking right at Mateo as she's just bear hugging.
I don't think she wanted to burn, I guess, is what she was getting at. I don't know. I guess that part is kind of confusing because...
Right, what would have happened if he did stab... Or she? Yeah, he did stab him.
Like she...
And then she what?
Well, she just
now
like...
she's going to fucking work at the... What do you call it? What'd she do then?
She just worked at McDonald's then the rest
of
the
time. Right. Yeah.
Well, I also took it as she was more pissed still that he didn't try and stop it when he saw it when he was younger.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for sure.
She's so like, she spent all that thing. Time waiting for him to come get revenge instead of just doing it herself.
Yeah, she had all these powers? For what?
So pretty much all Mateo did was travel some way with this big fucking ogre.
He failed.
Come to an abbey, basically watch all the monks die, just to watch the girl that he was trying to save burn the main dude alive.
But after he killed her once.
Don't forget
trauma.
He killed her. Yeah, don't forget he did drown her to death too.
He faced his childhood trauma and he worked through it.
Sounds awfully fucking selfish to me, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh god, now I really
whatever
hate this movie.
Takes.
I'm rooting for Kevin.
Yeah.
You're rooting for Kevin? Now, if Kevin wouldn't smirk like that, maybe. But
so
I
do
hate
y'all
Kevin.
Think Kevin came back as that other person, or you think that's another soul that was
I think it was supposed to be another soul. I think Kevin's story's done.
You think so?
I think so. Up in flames.
I don't know. I'm thinking that's Kevin again.
You think?
I do.
Who do you think is Kevin? That other chick?
The girl at the end.
The one who's also stroking
the... Oh, I keep thinking Kevin. Can we please pick a girl name for the girl?
It is. How about Isabel? No, that's a real name. We like
that
Kevin.
That would be great. Thanks.
Her real name's Isabel?
I keep thinking you're talking about Mateo when you're saying Kevin. And I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah, Jenna gets awfully confused. I'm sure you guys know, listeners.
So you can't switch shit up on me now.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get confused if we don't say Kevin now. So yeah. I guess you guys have to choose between me and Jenna.
I like Kevin.
I like Kevin.
How did I know what you were going to choose?
All I got to say is, witches be bitches.
That's a good slogan. I like that, Brady. Good. Wow, that's clever.
You should patent that, dude.
Thank you. That's mine.
Too bad you didn't think of that, Jenna.
Yeah, too bad you didn't think of it.
That would have made up for you ruining Secret Satan for everybody.
Yeah.
I hope now, our listeners are starting to understand.
Yeah, all of
our
fucking five people that listen to us are pissed off because of you. Got rid of it.
I'm done. But hey, Brady,
yes.
Since you like cocky Mateo.
Yes.
How did you like the fact that he was sitting there, like, drowning the girl, all cocky, like, see?
Yeah,
it's
look,
gonna
this
work.
Shit's gonna work. Look.
And then when
he's like nudging the barrel, like, all right,
she's
come
okay.
On.
Yeah,
she's
he's
okay.
Quit fucking her. He's like, bitch, get the fuck out of the barrel. Come on.
And then like, he gets, he tries to get Hodor to help him out. He's like, help me. Give me the keys. And then, like, they're like, well, no, this is God's way. And he's like, oh, fuck.
So now scenes like that, is that where you are supposed to take it as she's a witch then, pretty much? Like, she is a witch.
Yeah.
Or is
yeah.
that just the witches go off of the same codes as whatever the fuck she's supposed
that's
to be?
She's just fucking with him.
Demon.
She's yeah. just fucking with him.
Yeah, she's already dead. Yeah, that's true. I guess she's already
like
dead.
She chose death. Like, he still had to justify it.
She chose...
But I feel like I'd be like Hodor by then. And what? Oh, I guess I don't use his real name. But Hodor, he was kind of like all with Mateo, like, hey, I'm on board.
Are you talking about? Are you talking about Stacy?
I quit. Had to find a new Jenna. Yeah.
Johnny.
Yeah.
But anyways, I was kind of on board with Hodor there, where I was all with like, yeah, Mateo, you're right. Everybody's good. And then Hodor's kind of like, I don't know, man. I'm going to slowly look for the key because I think needs to go.
Yeah, exactly. Because Hodor is religious. Like, Hodor, you know, and Mateo is obviously not. So Hodor was kind of like, brother, this is on God. You can't, I'm not giving you this key. And then Hodor, you know, obviously Hodor's a nice guy. So he's like, man, here you go.
A little too late.
Yeah.
I just like how, like, I can find some comfort that people who are just, who have little faith in their job is not a recent thing.
Yeah.
Like, this shit goes way far back. Like, it's just, it's a job.
Yeah, yeah. We're getting paid to do a job.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't drink the company Kool-Aid like Johnny Boy over there. And where'd that get him?
Yeah.
Stuck. Holding the door.
Yep. That's what he did.
Witches be bitches.
Witches be bitches. I like that, man.
Gonna get a jacket with that on the back.
Alright, so let's get into a little bit of history about this movie. Well, things related to the movie. Kind of a middle-aged type movie.
Yeah.
I really dug the plague stuff. Like the plague mask. Anytime I see a plague mask, I'm like, I the point of the plague mask, like my wiener, just kind of like points right at me.
Yeah.
I love that shit. Yeah. I fucking love. Can you imagine how many people that was the last thing they seen was that fucking creepy goddamn mask looking down on them? Like, that's fucking so cool.
It is. I'd be happy going out like that.
Yeah.
See, what I don't get was the point of that being in the movie, though, was it probably just to incorporate some spooky masks, though?
I would say that in more of a time period, okay. Would you think?
Just putting it in... No. Yeah. As far as the time period goes.
Yeah.
I think not for spookiness.
No. Okay. No, I was thinking they were just trying to tell you, like, this obviously area. The plague is involved. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were just kind of giving you more of a historical background of, like, when this was all going on.
Okay.
Well, I actually, like, when I'm looking at stuff up, which I'm pretty sure Ryan did more research, but I looked into the plague, but I didn't realize what those masks were for, but I'm not going to take that away from you because Ryan's the one that actually taught me this.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk about it, so...
Do you know what it is?
I didn't what, know.
Like the purpose of it, its shape and all that shit?
Yeah.
Not at all. Please, school me.
Like, obviously, for anybody who doesn't know and didn't watch this movie, a plague mask has two little eye slots, and then it has a beak, like a big beak.
It looks like a Slipknot mask.
It does. It's fucking so cool looking. If any, Google it. Need Ooh. To look at Plague Nocturnus.
Can I guess?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to guess that the length of the beak was to help prevent people from getting too close to almost like a curb feeler for like the cars back in the fucking.
You're exactly right.
Oh no shit!
No, you're wrong.
Fuck. Yeah. Fuck you. All right.
Yeah, it's because it smelled like shit because there was dead bodies everywhere.
But yeah, didn't encompass
their
nose,
that was a
lie
too.
No, okay. The real reason is that they used to think that the disease was spread by the smell, so they have that beak. The beak is actually stuffed full of like different kinds of herbs and stuff.
Oh, magic herbs.
Anything like that. Like anything that would Sweet. Mask the smell. So they like I said, they thought that the smell was the reason that so they put the mask on. The mask didn't do shit. It was worthless. But they put the mask on.
It made it look pretty fucking bad. Oh,
fuck yeah, it did. But that was really the whole reason of the mask. They put there were herbs inside of that long beak. You know, further obviously for them to breathe in.
Oh yeah, like that scene when he had that, you know, he shows up at the gate with that mask on, and you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, fucking sweet. And then you pull off, like, oh, this guy looks like a chode. Oh, wait, no, his fucking eyes all bugged
up. Yeah, he's got a foggy eye. He's fucking sick.
Sweet again. Awesome.
Yeah. But,
so how is the plague spread?
It is
everything.
Do you have a guess? Because I was wrong whenever I looked it up.
Is it kind of like you have to be touching some type of bodily fluid of the other person?
I know it's spread through the water supply. And rats, wasn't it?
Yeah, but no.
Bubonic plague.
It's actually the fleas on rats is what carried it.
That's what started it.
That's what I looked at. I was surprised. I didn't know that. Yeah, and I didn't know either. It also started in Asia, and it went from Asia, even though it, like, wiped out pretty much all of Europe.
Yeah, it started in Europe in, like, the 1340s.
Yeah, 1340 to 1351, and it killed from, they said they're estimating from 75 million to 200 million people.
Total. Yeah.
Total. Yeah.
Yeah. In that like 3 to 4 year span, it killed 25 million people right when it hit Europe.
It wiped out like 60% of Europe.
You know what's crazy though? Is that it actually economically helped them out though. Like after all that, like because they were overpopulated.
Oh, no, we know what's coming.
Who's going to say it? Oh, the snap.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like,
another one.
you know what I mean? Like that.
If you guys did the research on the plague, I don't know if we're going to go through the whole like timeline of the plague, but I was told or heard that one of the things that helped people survive the plague was beer.
Really? I did not know. I didn't know.
I didn't see anything.
Okay, like
I'm not saying it's not true.
The water,
I don't know.
All the water supplies were no good, and people brewing the beer, it was not contaminated.
Obviously, yeah, it kills bacteria. Now, the only thing that I read was like exactly what he said. It was spread by the fleas on the rats, and that was
which was then contagious.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
You know, the fleas started it, but then people gave it to each other, and then
motherfuckers
by Europe.
Yeah, it's just crazy to think. I mean, in this day and age, I don't really know unless the pharmaceutical area, you know, doesn't provide a cure or a drug that cures anything like that, but it's hard to believe that something like that can happen living in our time era, you know what I mean?
Did you know the plague is still around?
Yeah, but it doesn't do shit anymore.
Now we got penicillin.
Yeah.
Which would kill me.
I would enjoy dying from the plague. I think that'd be cool, though.
I'd probably disagree with that.
Yeah,
I really want it, like, I want, if I'm fortunate enough to choose my death, I want to have, maybe Shane, and I feel like you would be the one to do it. Just put a plague mask on, and I want you to be the last thing I see.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you that's what I'm gonna do, and then I'm gonna come in dressed as like Bozo.
You're gonna come in,
yeah, you got me.
No, he's gonna come in dressed like Barney with his dick in my mouth or some shit, probably. So, yeah.
Are you dying tomorrow? Because I did see a Barney outfit in the back of his car. You guys talked about this previously, didn't you? What kind of fucking weird shit are you guys doing when we're not around?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
There's a pretty, I know not a whole lot of people here know, are up and on the up and up with video games, as far as our group here, but there's a game, I think it's out now, called Plague's Tale, and it's crazy, because it's The ground is just moving with rats. Like, it's like an ocean of rats, and you're just staying, like, you have to escort these kids through these areas and meanwhile not get caught by these guards, and you're moving from lighted area to lighted area because apparently the rats don't like the light in this game. And, like, some, like, guard will be standing by, like a lantern or some shit, and then, like, you'll just throw a stone and knock the lantern out, and then the rats just fucking eat the guy alive. But it is nuts looking.
One of my favorite parts, and it's not really going into history as much, but I do just really love a horror movie that has really good images. So, like, I like the plot and where the movie took place, just like kind of how I really like Lord of the Rings and even Game of Thrones. Like, it's castles. Beautiful locations.
New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so the Abbot, it's not exactly the same, but I did get to tour some older churches when I was able to visit Spain. And it's crazy how even then, like, I'm really drawn to I'm not crazy on religion. Like, I do have faith, but it's more, I do.
You enjoy.
Tell us about your expression of faith.
I'm talking about that. You enjoy Gothic architecture.
I do.
Yes.
And that's me any too. Type of, I feel like horror movies really embrace that a lot. And I know one of the favorite things I remember when I was in Spain is, I don't even remember what church it was in, but they had one section that was small, and all of the architect was really black in red accents, and it had this huge throne at the front. And we just walked around, nobody was explaining things to us, but to me, I'm like, what is this doing in the center of the church? Like, everything looked very Gothic, and everything else was very kind of bright, and that was a very dark section.
Yeah, I'm real into that shit, too. I think one of the coolest buildings I've ever been in is, it's a church in New York City, like, literally right next to Times Square. It's fucking huge, though, and boy.
Isn't it, like, St. Patrick?
Yeah, St. Patrick's Cathedral. Bam, thank you.
You're welcome. I've been there, too, so yeah. I can relate.
God, that place was cool. Holy shit.
Enormous.
Like, what's that?
Enormous.
Oh, my God, is it enormous? Yeah. Yeah, really, really cool place. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Childhood Jenna, I toured the American Girl Factory, then walked to that cathedral.
Gross.
Super.
See, I have two sides.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. The Devil Jenna and the regular Jenna. No, I love that place, though.
Have any of you guys ever seen any cool...
architecture?
Yeah.
No.
I hate them because I'm a construction worker and I always have to end up renovating them. So I just look at them and I just think about all the
asbestos
and disease and mouse shit all through them. Like, man, that fucking building's a piece of shit.
Yeah, well, who runs
so in? I don't have that feeling. I just hate them.
Nobody runs into asbestos anymore.
Yeah. I'm dying from it right now.
Yeah. Coughing up his mesothelioma. Yeah.
When he coughs, it's all bready.
All right, so I was in a plaza in Spain, and there's this piece of artwork that I was immediately drawn to, and I brought some copies back home. But it's crazy how they always do seem to throw in, especially, so this was supposed to be like 15th century was when this was made.
Okay.
And it's so beautiful, and then the bottom, once you actually look, it goes from like the beauty of heaven to hell, and it's actually like... everybody's clothed and flying and happy at the bottom. It's actually just a bunch of naked people on top of each other, like, rolling around.
It's a giant orgy.
It's a 15th century porno is what she's looking at.
Sick.
She's trying to make it beautiful. That's
this
all
sounds
it is.
Like a, this is, you sure you're not in Pornhub?
I did That's just Google sponsor. It.
That's my post popular search on Pornhub is 15th century.
Paintings. Just beating off to the 16th chapel.
Yeah, both partners are just coughing a lot because they're, you know, they have the plague.
Wait, so
they're wearing the masks as for
yeah, plague. It's just real awkward. The doctor's in the doctor's in the background with the mask. It's just a little weird. But hey, we all have our thing.
It's the nose isn't filled with herbs. It's filled with KY jelly.
It's fucking disgusting, Jenna. God damn it.
Yeah, you're fucked up.
That's probably what that the abbot used
yeah when he was doing his deed.
he probably used that painting as a fluffer to get
okay.
him going.
We'll close out here let's get some ratings. Jenna, you gotta go first. This is your movie, so hit us with a rating.
I'd probably have to give this one a 49.
Holy fuck.
That's fucking lower than I was gonna give it.
Time out.
Yeah,
time out.
Fuck.
Time the fuck out.
Ryan, I want you at this point, and this is going to be some extra work for you, go back to the beginning of the podcast and take a clip of what she said about this movie and put it in right here.
I really liked it.
Really?
I did. It was...
So, Jenna, 49, huh?
Okay.
She literally spent the first 20 minutes
That's
of this
the
episode.
Lowest rating you've given.
She spent the first 20 minutes...
No, it's not.
That's like the lowest rating ever. Wait,
really? You defended this movie.
I think I'm forgetting how I rate. Like, I thought we were rating on if they should watch it. It's like a 50-50 if you should watch
it's not
it or
49,
not.
It's, we're not rating out of 50. It's out of 100, okay? Go on, proceed.
I mean, I guess it'd be... I guess I was looking purely at the aspect on should you watch it, yes or no. And I'm very close to like a 50-50. And I picked a 49 just because if it's not your type of thing... It's not like a classic. It's not something that I feel like you should watch. It has to really be your taste and your interest. Off of my personal, like, if I enjoyed it, I would probably have to give it like a 69.
Good recovery.
And you would pick 69. Brady, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just so I'm clear, what we're doing is I'm rating for everybody else first, and then I'm doing my own rating.
Yeah. Somehow or another.
Okay, don't we usually say, should you watch it, yes or no? Or is that another part we do?
Anyways.
Right. I'm going to give it a 49.
For everyone else.
No, you know what? Fuck it. I'm keeping 49. That's my score. There were some good parts there, but not good enough that I'd say watch this movie. This is a pass. Just keep on scrolling.
Shane?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say I'm going to be nicer, I guess, and say 55 just because there was kind of cool aspects to it. You know, I got to give it a little bit of credit. If someone comes up and says, dude, should I watch this movie? I'm like, oh, yeah, no. But but it's not horrible.
Do you want to waste 1 hour and 51 minutes of your life? Fucking watch that shit, man.
You know, if you've seen a lot of horror movies and you're a little drunk, yeah, check it out. That gives you something to talk shit on later, but, you know, it has its good and bad parts. I'll give it a solid 55.
Yeah.
I'll give it a meh.
Yeah. Meh. Well, you know, you guys both pick 49. I'm going 55, too. So we got two 55s and two 49s. I'm kind of the same as Shane. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm a little bit better. Maybe I should have picked a little bit higher. The first time I watched it, I didn't like it that much. Second time, like, I feel like I took more in. A lot of off-screen stuff. Like, I could have done with a lot more gore. You know what I mean? I'm kind of a gore guy, though, so...
Gore whore.
What was the rating? I am a gore whore. Does anybody know offhand?
4.6.
No. I'm sorry. Like, PG-13, was it?
Oh, I'm really not sure. Okay. It could have been easily, yeah. I think.
Okay.
Aside from Inigo ripping his fucking eyes out, which was pretty cool.
Dude, Hodor killed himself.
Yeah, that was not that good. Like, aside, really, that was one of the only parts where I was like, fuck yeah, that's awesome. But as far as being scared, not even a little bit. Like, no, I was not scared 1 second of this movie. But if they would have threw a little bit more gore in, and maybe a little bit more, I don't know. I like jump scares, a little more gore. I like jump scares too. So like, there really wasn't a lot of that. For a low-budget film, I feel like they did okay. I mean...
There was a lot of peeking through doorways with very little payoff. That's usually your go-to for your jump scares.
Oh, I did think of you. I forgot. That's like one note I took in my phone, is when he was looking through the door like a peephole. I was like, aw, Ryan.
From...
Pulse.
Pulse, yep. That scared the shit out of me. But got none of that from this movie. So that's, 55. That's pretty much where I'm at, so...
So watch it or don't watch it?
Nah. I would... Funny you said that. Because my mom will listen to this podcast, and I was like, Mom, I got Showtime for free for 7 days, so we can watch it for free. It's on Showtime. I bought this fucking movie on Vudu. I rented it on Vudu, not knowing that you can get Showtime free for 7 days, and it's on there.
Yeah, you can get pretty much most services free for 7 days.
I didn't know it was on there. But anyways, so I watched it again on there, and I told my mom, I was like, hey. I really don't know if you want to waste a couple hours of your life, but
so you've had really the opportunity to tell somebody, and you said so, pass.
Yeah, I kind of said pass, but I would probably pass on this movie if anybody hasn't seen it.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. We got our first pass.
Yeah.
Did you say pass, Jenna? You did say pass, right?
Yeah.
She did. That's why she went the 49.
I said unless it's
no, she
your
went the
interest.
69 for herself.
Yeah.
I went to 69.
Yeah, that's what I said. You fucking would. So, okay. So, I think that kind of wraps up the episode. Next week is Shane's pick. So, all right, brother. What do you got for us?
So, I watched The Mist earlier, as I mentioned. So, I figured it's time to pay Stephen King a little homage. Ooh. So, how about The Shining?
Ooh, The Shining. Fuck nice. Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, me either. Sounds cool, though. Sounds
We're actually watching one I already watched.
Sounds really bright and exciting. All right. So, yeah, if you like what you heard, give us a 5-star rating if you can on your podcast app. If you got anything for us to that you want us to do, want us to say that you didn't like, email us at hellsbasementpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. We post some shit randomly at hellsbasementpodcast. Anything else, guys?
We might You're be traveling on foot here soon, guys. So.
On foot? Yeah, we may do some outside adventures. Maybe a little paranormal investigations. We're kind of into that shit, too. So maybe we'll do a little bonus features here. A couple episodes. Maybe we'll do something fun there. So.
We may even sacrifice someone.
Yep. Not pointing fingers, but...
if you can't see, you're all pointing to me.
But, yeah, we may hit up a couple locations. We'll keep you updated on that.
Maybe we'll even bring a new format in. If we do go to some stuff, maybe I'll put together a YouTube channel or something like that.
Yeah.
And put some video clips up.
Yeah, so if you think that's something you might like, want to hear more of, let us know. So, until next time, embrace the darker side of life.
Yeah.
Bye.
Who wants to buy my trailer?